In this bulletin, Melburnians prepare to learn if a growing outbreak will trigger another lockdown. The United States calls for a new investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. And in sport, Dan Martin claims victory on stage 17 of the Giro d'Italia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Victorians are expected to learn today whether a growing outbreak will trigger a snap lockdown or tighter COVID-19 restrictions. Acting Premier James Molino warned of a possible shutdown yesterday when reporting the Whittlesea cluster had risen to 15 cases. The outbreak is thought to have started with a case involving a Victorian man who contracted the virus while in Adelaide hotel quarantine. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says he's concerned about the amount of time positive cases have been out in the community.
The only missing link is the link to the Wollert case from South Australian hotel quarantine. All other cases, all of our 15 cases in this cluster, are linked. So we understand the relationships between all of them. We've got an explanation for how transmission has occurred.
A health alert has been issued for people from a small town sporting club in southern New South Wales who authorities believe may have been exposed to COVID-19 during a trip to Victoria. New South Wales Health is urgently contacting people from Tooley Buck who attended a sporting event in the northern Victorian town of Cahoona last Saturday between midday and 5 p.m. The event has been listed as an exposure site. And South Australia's hard border closure for people from Greater Melbourne has come into effect. South Australians returning from Melbourne will now have to quarantine for 14 days upon arrival. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Nicola Spurrier says it's unknown how long the closure will last.
It is very difficult to predict at the moment because it's absolutely an evolving situation. So we're getting updated as things evolve over in Victoria. So it's too early to say at the moment. Obviously, we would want to have it as short a time as possible.
Overseas, and United States President Joe Biden is calling for a new investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Biden says the country's intelligence community is divided on whether it came from human contact with an infected animal or a laboratory incident. He's asked US intelligence agencies to redouble their efforts and report back with findings within 90 days. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has reiterated a message from the Biden administration calling on China to cooperate with investigators.
And we will continue to press China to participate in a full, transparent, evidence-based international investigation with the needed access to get to the bottom of a virus that's taken more than 3 million lives across the globe. You know, China wasn't transparent enough. We don't think that they have met that standard.
Senior lawyers say the Chinese government should allow Australian citizen Dr. Yang Heng Jun access to independent legal representation as he faces a secret trial. Dr. Yang will face charges of espionage in a closed Chinese court today. The 56-year-old was detained in January 2019 at Guangzhou Airport after arriving from New York. He denies the charges and in a letter believed to be dictated from detention has told his family he'll manage any suffering with resilience. Law Council of Australia President Jacoba Brash says the right to independent legal assistance must be ensured from the moment of deprivation of liberty. To sport, and Ireland's Dan Martin has completed a hat-trick of Grand Tour victories after prevailing in the 17th stage of the Giro d'Italia. The Israel startup nation rider led from the breakaway in the 193-kilometre mountain ride from Kanazai to Siga Diyala.
I really went full gas with 2.5k to go just because I knew that if they were coming close, I could kill the morale. And it wasn't until then that I went really, really all in. And I think the shake of the head there at the end, it really says that I didn't believe it was happening. You know, I still can't believe it's happening.
Overall race leader Egan Bernal had his lead cut down to 2 minutes and 21 seconds. And now for a look at today's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth and 24, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 18, showers in Melbourne and 15, much the same in Hobart and 12, mostly sunny in Canberra and 15, sunny in Wollongong and 20, similar conditions in Sydney and 21, mostly sunny in Newcastle and 20, similar conditions in Brisbane and 24, partly cloudy in Cairns and 27, and less humid and sunny in Darwin, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.